After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing in the streets and before the Astros. Robed in orange, with victory signs in their hands. What we witnessed in Houston this week when the Astros won the World Series was a secular version of what John describes for us in today's reading from Revelation, a victory celebration. John of Patmos sees in a vision an innumerable multitude of people standing before the throne of God, all shapes, all ages, all sizes, all colors, all languages, all people of God. And they all wear white robes and hold palm branches in their hands, symbols of celebration and victory in the ancient world. And they shout, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." They are very clear who has won this victory for them. It is God, and it is Jesus, the Lamb of God. The faithful have not achieved their own victory. It has been won for them in the self-sacrificial death of the Lamb of God. And for John's original readers, there is another message here as well. Salvation in all the richness of the meaning of that term, victory, wholeness, well-being, belongs to God and the Lamb, and not to Imperial Rome or any other human entity. As the New Testament theologian Elizabeth Schussler Fiorenza points out, the official source of such a total well-being, peace, and salvation was supposed to be the Roman Emperor. Here, those who stand before the throne acknowledge God and the Lamb as the ultimate sources of all well-being and salvation. Sometimes we read the Bible, especially books like Revelation, and think, that's really weird. But in fact, if we study up a little, it's not all that strange. Revelation, like all apocalyptic literature, is written for people in crisis and has a very simple message that can be summed up in just two words. If Revelation were a newspaper, the headline would read, "God wins." For John of Patmos, this was a message he felt compelled to share. We don't know exactly who John was, but most scholars think probably an itinerant prophet familiar with the churches in Asia Minor. Some of those churches had suffered persecution, and John himself had been exiled to the island of Patmos, where he was given a vision that offered comfort and reassurance to the people of God. John is not interested in presenting a blueprint for the future that contains events that will be literally fulfilled. Rather, John wants his readers to share his experience of being transported to the throne room of God, to see the images he saw, in order to comfort and strengthen those struggling to maintain their commitment to God in trying times. John expected things to get worse for the Christians in Asia Minor before they got better. I was fascinated to learn this week that back in 2014, Sports Illustrated actually predicted the Astros would win the World Series in 2017. The reporter who made the prediction based it on something he discovered when visiting the Astros management team here in Houston. He learned they had a plan. And even though the Astros were then the laughingstock of baseball, having lost nearly twice as many games as they had won, the reporter could tell the management was building a team to win in the long haul, a team with resilience, a team that had time to grow and mature, time to heal when injuries sideline players, time to fail and try again. Well, to push this analogy further, John of Patmos was a bit like that reporter. He got a glimpse of God's plan, and it assured him that even though Christians were suffering, God did have a plan. It's not the kind of plan that has every detail spelled out, because part of God's plan is free will for mankind. So God's plan is simply this, that one day all humankind might come into the full enjoyment of God. And God, in God's time, is bringing the plan to fruition. Today, Bear and Jacob, dressed in white, will enter the water of baptism to begin their life in Christ. They will be given a lifetime to grow and mature, to heal, to fail and try again, until at the end of time, they too may stand with all the saints before the throne of God to sing with the angels, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.